You are listening to Mornings with Tozer, daily devotional readings. October 17th, a sacred gift of seeing. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts 2:17. As God created us, we all have to some degree the power to imagine. That imagination is of great value in the service of God may be denied by some persons who have erroneously confused the word imagination with the word imaginary. The gospel of Jesus Christ has no truck with things imaginary. The most realistic book in the world is the Bible. God is real. Men are real, and so is sin, and so are death and hell. The presence of God is not imaginary, neither is prayer the indulgence of a delightful fancy. The value of the cleansed imagination in the sphere of religion lies in its power to perceive in natural things shadows of things spiritual. A purified and spirit-controlled imagination is the sacred gift of seeing, the ability to peer beyond the veil and gaze with astonished wonder upon the beauties and mysteries of things holy and eternal. The stodgy pedestrian mind does no credit to Christianity. Lord, thank you for the vision you gave to John, which is recorded in the book of Revelation. What a beautiful picture of heaven he describes. Such a view makes this earthly pilgrimage tolerable.
You've been listening to the Mornings with Tozer podcast. To discover more on the life and writings of A.W. Tozer, visit awtozer.com.